Be picky with who and what you invest your time in. Wasted time is worse than wasted money. This is Art BS. In this episode, we're going to be talking about wasting our time. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jules McCullough.
Okay, guys, so we were sitting around here talking about things that were just a big waste of time for us this year. What can we do to not do them again for next year? Like, how do you recognize if something is a waste of time? But Julie, you just got done with something and we were talking about it and you felt like it was, and not only you, but almost everyone in the event.
Mm-hmm. Big waste of time and money for a particular show that the way they sold it and in talking to them seemed like it would be worth the money I spent on it. It was all virtual, but nothing came of it. No appointments out of it, no emails out of it.
So it was set up so that people could meet
artists,
companies could meet artists, licensing agents and things like that.
Correct.
Could meet the artist.
Correct. And it was promoted to and for new artists. And I mean, they even have that on their website that, mm-hmm. you know, for that audience of companies and licensing individuals, that this is a perfect opportunity to meet new artists and new, you know, up and coming individuals, as well as, you know, there are artists that are in it that are well established, but,
I like that they had a Facebook group. And so you guys were kind of talking amongst yourselves.
No,
and
this was different Facebook groups.
Different Facebook groups.
Where I found out about the opportunity.
Okay.
And then others, like I had nothing out of it. And then I come to find out several other individuals that were part of it had nothing come out of it. Uh-huh. And people that I thought would have for sure, based on what they create and where their art lies, I thought for sure they would have something out of it. They didn't have anything out of it.
So it was a big waste of time. So
time and money, yes.
Yeah,
and I'm very disappointed.
Spent $250 to get into this show.
Right.
To be totally just...
That's a big chunk out of your
Yes, especially when, you know, you're trying to transition into a new business so you don't have a ton of income. And they're just, I mean, it hurts when I'm trying to be financially and fiscally responsible. And I feel like I've just wasted all this money that I could have put towards something else.
So, and how many days was it?
It was three full days, but it was a week and a half worth of promotion on their part. And it was a week and a half that people could sign up to be part of the show to meet these artists. And supposedly there were over 500 registrants outside of, I don't know, 30 artists mm-hmm. that were in it. I mean, it wasn't a big group of artists, but I don't know where that went. I mean, I had one day where I had 55 clicks on my website, which is huge for me because... You know, I know that number sounds so minuscule, but for me,
that's a big number.
I've been building my website. So that was a decent draw for that day.
Right. So if they come back next year and they say, hey, we're offering boost to
previous.
You can go pound sand.
You didn't deliver last even year. Half off or. Yeah.
No, I won't even touch it.
Because not only was it a waste of money, but it was also
a
waste of time, but also mentally.
It's draining.
Debilitating.
Yeah,
you know, because now you're like, you were expecting, you were so excited that you got accepted into the show.
I was very excited.
And you put together all this, these lookbooks for using Adobe Illustrator so that they had everything. You went through your website and did all this prep work. Mm-hmm. And for mm-hmm. whoever was managing that show didn't actually deliver on what they said that they would do for the artists who were paying to get in.
Right.
Exactly.
That is just completely disrespectful to the artists in the art industry. Mm-hmm.
That's right. My thought on it. And I was on my way to France. I found out on Wednesday that I got in and I had to deliver some information and, you know, like Instagram posts and stuff to them by Monday. I was traveling to France on Saturday. I mean, I pushed to get all that stuff together and to them.
So during the show, were you online the entire time?
No, because we had to sign up and I need to go cancel it, sign up and pay for a account called doodle.com, which is a calendar. So I had to set all that up before I left town too.
And what a pain.
They didn't have like a scheduling
platform.
But you had to pay for it?
Mm-hmm. Each artist had to do it themselves.
No.
And you picked what times you were available, and then they would, you know, people could pick one of those times to meet with you.
No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
So I did the licensing expo virtually. There was no fee for the artists, and they used their scheduling software, and it was really, really nice.
Was it seamless?
It was very seamless. Yeah. I had like two interviews, and like I reached out to two licensing agents that I wanted, and then another guy reached out to me, and you know, it's taken like that was like a month ago, and I'm still
that was
like
the
kind
first
of back and forth,
week.
But
yeah, that was the first week I was in France because I was supposed to be in there, but for the licensing expo, but then I got this opportunity to go to France. So that kind of overrode the licensing expo, which I was really bummed about because I really wanted to do the licensing expo. Right. But there was no way I had to pick and choose.
Yeah, you can do both.
Well, they said next year that they're even probably going to do a hybrid where there's going to be some virtual and some actually in Vegas.
Oh, that would be
fun. How much fun would that? We need a Vegas girls trip.
Exactly.
Girl, Vegas is one of my favorite places to go.
Just through the airport. That's it.
No. It's a great place to travel and go and do and have fun.
Girls trip.
Yep.
Ooh, we can expense it. No, just kidding.
For you, Stephanie, how has this year gone for you? Have you had any big time wasters?
So,
and I'm sure that's not your only one, Julie.
No, I mean, there's others, but that is the one that hurts the most because it costs time and money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just time that it cost.
Yeah. And that was time, money. And I would add in also the mental.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It stressed you out trying to get all that done before you left.
It stressed me out. And then I'm really bummed, like, crap, I'm not creating good work and all this stuff. Yeah. And then luckily I saw those other artists and I was like, okay, it's not just me. You know, there's other individuals that are having the same problem.
So, and I think I'm more angry than you are about that because it's just crap. It's just crap. My biggest time waster, definitely a lessons learned and one that I'm trying to help other artists with, which is for me it was WordPress. Now I'm sitting across the table from two ladies who love mm-hmm. WordPress. I am not a fan.
Well, no, but let's preface that.
The way that I use it.
For what you were doing, if I was trying to do that, I would have never gone down that path.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I told you that in the beginning. I would go to Kajabi in the beginning.
Yeah.
But
and that was something that I wish I would have done and taken that advice. But I'm like, oh, I could build it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because what you had in your website before this was really complicated.
Yeah. Okay. So just kind of back up. So they know what's going on. Listener, you guys.
Yeah.
So my website is stephanieweaverartist.com. And one of the things that I do in there is I provide art instruction and art business membership and artist online community. And those components put into a WordPress site makes a very expensive, very heavy WordPress site. And when I say heavy, you have to have like virtual private servers. And so you got to pay for an upgrades and the virtual private servers. And if you don't have enough bandwidth space, then it starts loading really, really slow, anywhere from 8 seconds to 30 seconds. And nobody's going to wait around for that long. So I wished at one point I would have gone to Kajabi. And eventually I did switch over to Kajabi and it was totally, totally worth it. But I had spent over $5,000 on a WordPress solution that I eventually just had to say,
It's not working.
And then I had to also, one of the things that I had to ask myself is like, do I want to continue to manage the tech side of this when I'm retired or whatever 10 years from now looks like? And the answer is no, I really, really, really don't. So Kajabi was the answer for me on that. And it was the best move. I love Kajabi. If anybody ever wants to talk to me about it, message me on Facebook and I will just like gleam about it. And it is expensive. It's like $150, I think, a month.
Yeah, but it is. But for what you have,
it makes sense for what you're doing.
Yeah, it's making sense.
Yeah.
Because you have your community.
Yeah. And I wanted it to, it's also got a mobile app so everybody can communicate and watch classes on the mobile app, something I didn't have before. And it was just, yeah, the WordPress site, it hurt, but it was a great lesson learned to remember and evaluate your overall goals. And just because it's a short, simple, inexpensive solution now, doesn't mean that it's the right solution for yourself 5 years from now. And that would be my lesson learned from that.
Yeah. So it was a time waster and a money waster, but you learned from it.
Yes, most definitely.
And I think for Jilly, she learned, maybe not these virtual workshops anymore.
I won't do that again.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you kind of got suckered into that now?
That's the way I would feel.
Yeah. That's kind of the way I feel.
I feel like I did. I mean,
yeah. They were like, woo, you got in. Okay, now pay this, now pay that, now do this. Well, I did my research. My husband and I talked it over, you know, because I was going to be spending money that I didn't necessarily have. And because it wasn't forecasted into my annual budget. And yeah, there's a lot of it that I'm just like, great. Why did I get sucked into that vortex of wanting to do this?
It's one of those things, like I would go, as a marketer type person, I would go back and look at their sales page and kind of reverse engineer and figure out what did they do that brought you in, you know? Yeah.
Well, and a lot of what brought me in, I know, is the fact that it was, you know, they made the comment about new artists and this was a good opportunity for new artists that want licensing
to bring in and talk to you.
Right. There's going to be over 500 companies. Da, 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 da. You know, it's like, oh, well, this is a good. I mean, even if I got, you know, 0.01% of those companies to talk to me,
right.
You know, I figured long shot, but I just want one appointment out of it. That's all I wanted. That was my goal. One appointment to make it worth my time and learn from that appointment. You know, what do I need to say? What do I need to ask? What are they going to ask of me to get some ideas? That's what I was looking at it as a learning opportunity as much as a hope of being licensed by someone. But yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
Do you guys feel like you waste time if you've created something and you end up ripping it up or whatever?
It's all learning.
Yeah. So as far as like the creative process, you guys are like, there's never a waste of time.
Well, even like the, you know, the WordPress and everything else that didn't necessarily work, I take it as a learning experience. You know, don't do it again or modify it to where, you know, try it this way. I mean, Facebook ads, for example. So I'm doing a bunch of Facebook ads right now and I've got multiple ones. I'm doing A/B testing. So will this copy work better? Same image on both of them. And I'm trying different headline copy on one versus the other, see which one works better. So by taking those little inexpensive tests and learning from them, then I'm able to move forward with a better solution. So, I mean, some people would look at a Facebook ad as a total bomb or a failure. Well, no, it's something that didn't work. Let's figure out what will work.
Right.
That's kind of way I look at this stuff. Yeah. I try to most of the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Doing your A/B, that does help save a little bit of time because you can see which one is working better and you just turn off the one that's not.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you just keep up.
Yeah. So I use 3 days every month to evaluate what works and what doesn't work and scrap what doesn't work.
Do you do that at the beginning of the month or the end of the month?
So it's the 3 days following the full moon. so that's your time to release and renew. And so that's what I do, release and renew.
So that falls around the third week, right?
Yeah, it's actually tomorrow through, Thursday? Yeah, third week. I guess you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do it then, and I look at my budget, you know, what worked, what didn't work, and just modify.
So do you think, I know like after your website and everything, you took like a little bit of a break just to kind of regroup. Are mm-hmm. you doing that right now, Julie, after this whole thing with this? I don't want to say the name, but I kind of do. But after this workshop, are you going to just, are you taking like a breath?
So what I gained out of France in that workshop is so great. Even though it's all stuff I already knew, mm-hmm. it just is kind of validating to know these are the steps. This is the process. This is how you should be doing things to be, you know, to go down this particular path. And so I'm focusing on that. I'm trying to stay focused. And that's why I'm probably not as mad as I normally would have been mm-hmm. because I'm trying real hard to stay in that positive focus sense.
You've got your mind on something else right now.
Working towards what my goal is because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm behind on my goal because I've wasted time doing some other stuff too, but specifically this more current thing. So I guess, you know, I'm staying focused on what my end goal is at this point.
Do you feel like that's the key to not wasting time, guys, is like staying on focus and yes. keeping your goals in front of you?
I think it's that, but it's also trying to detach yourself emotionally to what you're doing because your business, it's a business. It's not. Human nature is emotion. I mean, that's what we're built on is emotion. We feel different things all the time. We wouldn't have free will if we didn't have emotion. It's really hard to separate yourself from that. But I also try to take time out of each week to just be and not worry about the business. And that helps staying on focus.
What about for you? Does that help you not waste time as to stay focused on what you're doing?
Yeah, 100%. So just like I plan renew and release, I plan what I'm going to work on every month. And then with very specific goals, I have it up on whiteboards, exactly everything.
Whiteboards.
Yeah. Plural.
Not plural. One. Multiple.
I love your whiteboards, by the way.
Well, it's a funny thing. You just stand there and you kind of look at it, absorb it. And I write down every day, here's the one thing I want to get done today.
Right.
I write down every day, week, mm-hmm. here's the one thing I want to get done this week. Mm-hmm. And that one thing usually has like about five or six other little things to get it done. But that definitely helps me focus. And then when I get those, what my husband calls good idea fairies, or squirrel moments, I write it down and then come back to it as, is this something that I need to address now? Like, for example, the Redbubble thing that came up last week, you know, we need to get on Redbubble, but that doesn't meet with my goals right now. Right. And it is something that I played with in my spare time, but I'm not pushing it because mm-hmm. it doesn't meet with what I need to get done by 10:05.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that you said the key thing there is focusing on one thing per week. And I heard that a lot at this retreat is focus on one thing, get that thing done, then move on to the next. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your three items in your post-it note a day, you know, if you go by that rule, should be tied to that one thing you're trying to accomplish that week.
Yeah, totally agree.
And feel good about accomplishing that. And I find too, doing that, you get less sidetracked and waste less time because you have a main focus.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard. I do have to admit, because you got all these different ideas pulling at you and saying, oh, you need to do this social media. You need to get on this on Instagram. You need to do Facebook stories. You need to be doing all the things, getting ready for your sales. And do you have next year planned? And all this. There are so many things that are going to chip away at your time that if you don't plan on that one thing, and you can even plan that one thing that you need to focus on next week and the following week and the following week. And that way you have them identified. Otherwise it's like trying to kick six different soccer balls down the field one time each time. You're not going to get to that goal any faster. But if you kicked the soccer ball, the same one, six times, you're going to actually get it to the goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good analogy right there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's really good.
We have kids in soccer.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like I tell my son, you know, focus on your race, your PR. Mm, yeah. Don't focus on everyone else's. Focus on yours and where your goal is. Because he has a specific goal in mind to get into a D1 school. And focus on you. Keep yourself healthy by taking those mental breaks that you need. And then you will stay focused on your goal.
I tell you, this is kind of those mental breaks. One of the things I'm so looking forward to is what I've got planned next year. And like, we are in September. And yes, I've been planning this month all the way into next year, planning the whole next year. Because next year, I want to take a week off every 6 weeks. So like that seventh week, allow time to rest. And it's going to be like a sabbatical week where I just do nothing. And I've actually had to Google, what does it mean to be on a sabbatical?
Okay, that's when you know you're working a little too much.
Yeah.
How to relax. Googling how to relax.
Pretty much, because I'm like, okay, what does that mean? What does it mean to have that mental space, especially for like a whole week?
Right.
And because I can't just sit and watch Netflix like the whole time.
I don't know. A lot of people have been doing that.
I just can't.
I think it can be done.
I've been reading about how to do a sabbatical, and like you don't have to actually do nothing. You can start a book. I mean, like either write a book or read a book. Maybe you want to read two books that week. But it's still like you're setting little goals to better yourself and not everybody else.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm so looking forward to that.
That's exciting.
I'm getting chills right now. Like my hair must be standing up. I'm like, because I'm so excited about it.
Okay. So we started out talking about how not to waste time. And Stephanie's over here going, I'm taking a week off every 6 weeks.
Yes.
And doing nothing.
Because I don't waste time.
No, you don't. You work well and you work hard.
Yeah. I'm borderline workaholic.
Yeah.
I think.
You really are.
You are.
I am so looking forward.
I like that you are actually having to put this in your goals and in your calendar. Because a lot of people are the reverse.
Right. Yeah. Like I take a day every week just to do whatever I want to do. And sometimes that involves working, but it's stuff I want to do. It's not what needs to be done.
Mm.
So guys, let us know what you feel is time wasters. And have you learned from them this year? And if so, how are you going to incorporate that into your next year's planning?